Hello, this is Ryoki Wendels, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you gain the new power which you receive from the great spirit of the universe and you transference the majestic power of the great spirit of the universe, the light, great love, etc. and etc. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. The reason why I started what I just said is because I had been struggling all the time since I started practice 18 or 19. What should be the purpose of the practice? Again, enlightenment, spiritual growth and enlightenment, or transference the power of the great spirit of the universe and to give good effect to the spiritual world. For example, there are many, many billions of the spiritual existence who need to be saved. But in traditionally, in Buddhism, really the traditionally, I mean original Buddhism, there was no discussion or study about how to affect the spiritual world in the practice. Of course, there's a concept of the emptiness. By the way, I have totally different interpretation about the word emptiness from the traditional point of view. Well, but that's another story. Well, anyway, however, for the many years of struggle, finally I be able to reach the point that how both can be unified. I mean, the spiritual growth and gain enlightenment, and to rescue the spirit or disappearing, purification of the negative spirit, evil spirit, all those kind of things. And in the process of this struggle, I found that it is possible to anybody. It is possible to again receive the body sensation of enlightenment, even though it's temporary, but it's like a preview that people can experience how the body sensation of enlightenment would be like. And it is very comfortable and very pure, like existence become transparent, and heart is warm, and the body vibrates comfortably as each one of the cell is vibrating each other, echoing each other, and not only each cells of the body, all existence of the universe are vibrating each other. And now I am about to start how to to teach how people gain this even temporarily by themselves. And if one have the motivation, I mean the true motivation to transfer the energy of the Great Spirit to the universe and to rescue the spirits that you are that they are connecting to you and come to you to want to be rescued, and you can give them rescue, send them to heaven, more than the world of heavenly realm. And if you do this, you will feel much more comfortable about your heart and body will be much more comfortable and relaxed. At the same time, now is the era of the human being, which you human being should, I dare to say, use the word should deal with the spirit world. It is because how you deal with the spirit world, I mean the spirit world existence, is so much affecting your feeling, your mood, or feeling of the body and mood of your heart. If those who unsaved spirit is coming to you, it's become, your body become heavy, and their sadness penetrate your heart, and it's going to be difficult to keep it positive image about your future. However, if you rescue them, and then they'll become rebirth in the more than the world of heaven, even some could be even to the pure land, and they will become one of the guardian angels, and you become more positive about your future, and you know what your future will be if depends on what image you have for the future. And there are also evil spirits as time to time come try to disturb it, become abstract for your spiritual growth or for your happiness or whatever, spiritually and physically. Spiritually could make you be anger, too trapped by in anger sometimes. Then you need to realize that this is influence of the evil spirit when you are in anger. And it can connect, it try to connect you to your karma. So you have to purify them. You have to transform your karma to the light. And you can do it, and there's a way to do it. Either you are Buddhist or a Jew or Christian or Muslim, it doesn't matter. There is a method for this. Well, I just realized it's era. It's a time that people will face the spirit world and create a good relationship to the spirit world and your future as well. May your future will be bright. May the spirit world you're facing will be a light and warm and bright and full of guardians, sacred beings, wishing that you'll be surrounded by those existences which keep sending you the positive energy.